Want to find a way to give back this holiday season, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. It's easy. Instead of wasting time and money on gifts that nobody wants or needs, help your friends and family give back and give to something good, something meaningful. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for a friend or family member, a cause, or an organization. Help out the local animal shelter. Get that little lending library up and running. Just make your world a better place. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. 'Tis the season for giving back, and giving feels good. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Tick, 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 tick. Boom. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we may be a day late, but don't alter that dial. We are still coming in strong, in full force. Yes, literally living on the edge of a lightning bolt, coming in stronger than a powered up Pac-Man. Welcome to the Meltdown. And it's not just Meltdown Monday this week. It's Meltdown Tuesday. We are stretching the realms of chaos to multiple days. We love it. Welcome, welcome. My name's Tom Finkill. I'm repping it over here in the beautiful MAN, where it is dark outside, but there is still love beating in my heart. It has been one hell of a 48 hours, and one that I don't really want to revisit. But with you guys, I'm going to shine that light, and we are going to have fun with the big BC over the pond. Today's show is going to be uncut, unprepared, unplanned, and uncensored. We have not got a show format at all for today. It is just going to be fun. I am going to throw lots of different bombs over the pond to the bomber, and let's see what he knocks out of the park with a nuclear blast. Speaking of a nuclear blast, gives me the greatest of pleasure, as always, to head over to the creation of devastation, the leader of the bomb squad, my tag team partner. Let's reach out that tag for the three-time champion of the tag team world. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Brian Clark. Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Meltdown. And of course, that is the Tomcat himself. Don't get it twisted, ladies and gentlemen, while you're sitting at home or you're listening to us, where you're cruising down the interstate. He is the three-time UK host of the year. He can do it all. Rain or shine, the man shows up prepared to work. For all our great listeners out there and for everyone who is listening to, and maybe all new people who are listening for the first time, hit the like, hit the subscribe button, because we are here for a good time. We've got a ton of information to unpack, as always. I'm fresh off a trip from Minneapolis, Minnesota, with some big-time superstars that you guys are going to love to hear about. That Tomcat is just amazing, ladies and gentlemen. Under the weather, yet still here, ready to shine. Welcome in, Tomcat.
Woo! Well, thank you, brother. I have got tissues at the ready because, yes, under the weather doesn't even scratch that surface with how I'm feeling right now. So if I get to talk to you guys for about half an hour, 40 minutes, let's do it. Let's bring you some great content courtesy of the Meltdown. Well, speaking of being sick, because that's exactly what I am right now, I just wanted to ask Brian about sickness in professional wrestling and being a supreme athlete, how you and the boys deal with being sick on the road. How do you get by? What is the course of action? I mean, there's so much to unpack there.
That exactly, Tom. I mean, honestly, not to go back to a military thing, but you just suck it up and you do it. You push through. There have been, I can think throughout my career, from actually like you are now, sick with a cold and being under the weather, but also food poisoning, those type of things. I've had that before where I honestly, if I had to pick out of the two, of being sick and food poisoning, I would take sick. Because the food poisoning, even though it's a 24, 48 hour deal, I mean, I've had it where I've been on a plane.
Oh, man.
And it's just, I'm in the bathroom just throwing up the whole time. But what are you going to do?
And that's a small space for a big man.
It's first class or not, man. You're just miserable. Never eat pepperoni pizza from Domino's in New Jersey. That's all I can tell you. Anyway,
Well, there's a rubber stamp for a brand new sponsor.
What? They put the boots to me. I'm just returning the favor. Not a big deal. Domino's, maybe you can make it up to us. Give me a call. We'll chat. But that, it also happened to me one time in Florida when I was on the road, man, and just violently sick. And man, you just have to, you just can lay down, try to rest. Keep the fluids going. That's the biggest thing. I mean, that's a huge, get the Gatorades, and just try to hydrate, man. That's, it's tough though. It's not easy. I've had it happen numerous times that just different things that you just got to deal with,
I know it. I feel it exactly the same way. And as we do, when you've got a job to do, you put on your big boy pants and you go out that door and you smash it out of the park. I remember talking to Shane Douglas about the exact same thing. He relayed a story back in the ECW arena, height of the ECW phenomenon. He was the world champion. He was main event that particular night, but he was sick as a dog. He'd been being sick all day, and I remember him telling me he looked to Francine, who was the head cheerleader, his valet, his manager, and he said, "I don't think I'm going to be able to do it tonight." And the music clicks, and he just said, "A wave just came over you. You walk through that curtain, you perform like nobody else," he said. And then by the time the bell rang three and he walked back, he said he literally walked through the curtain and tush, collapsed, and that was it. That was all he remembers of the night. But as we say, we put on our big boy pants, and there's nothing like live TV. You go out there and you've only got one shot to do it. So let's do it right. And that is a metaphor for life. Let's do it right and smash it while we do it.
I gotta segue in on this one, Tomcat. You're telling me this Shane Douglas story there. This is very similar, except it was an injury.
Okay.
Chronic, up for the world tag team titles. I had my back was injured. I spent the whole day basically curled up in a corner, trying to get myself loosened up, trying to loosen my back. Just I stayed away from everybody. Almost bell time, and Eric says, as in Bischoff says, like he's not gonna be able to make it. He didn't think, he was asking the question and wanted to know. And I told Brian, I will be ready. And just sucked it up, man, and went out. I did everything you can imagine off the top rope, everything. It is so true about the adrenaline and the buzz and the pop. And of course, we got the titles that night. So it just, I'll tell you, and at the end of that match, you can see I pulled the straps down. Well, you can see where I have myself bandaged up. You can see the tape. I'll have to send you that photo there, the image of me hugging Brian with the straps, but you can see where I am just totally taped as hard as I could get it, man. So I totally can relate to his story.
What a story, and something that we've never heard before here on the Meltdown. So that's a beautiful little anecdote there about your time going out to win the tag team titles with the legendary Bryan Adams. And for those of you that are chomping at the bit to see Chronic footage, we've got some good news, because the WWE Vault only 2 days ago put up the main event of Halloween Havoc 2000 as my tag team partner and Big BA went up against the Man Goldberg. That was the featured match on the WWE Vault this week on YouTube. So dial it up, get it in, and check out an absolute classic from the year 2000. Well, as we are feeling a little bit under the weather, and we've just talked about being on the road and different scenarios and what you guys have got to go through, Brian alluded to it at the beginning of the show that he has been on the road this past weekend with a beautiful little trip to Minneapolis. Let's drop some names as to who else was there and the kind of experience that you had at this beautiful event.
Well, it was a great trip. Midwest All-Star Wrestling brought me in, and it was a great time. I got to see some guys that I had never met. I say, and see my old friends. For example, I haven't got to see him since. Well, we were at the same arena But when these events and conventions go on, you get so busy that, as you know as well as anyone, Tom, is that you get so busy that you cannot get away from what you're, you can't just really leave your line and go see your friends. But I had actually had enough time to go and see the Great Muda. Just as awesome as he always, he's recovering from, I think, hip surgery. But he's doing great, man. It was so good to see him. We got some great photos together that we will share. The Tomcat can, we
I
can
love the
send
Charlie
up.
Brown picture, I've got to say.
Oh, yeah. Who else can hit the mist on Charlie Brown and get away with it? The Great Muta, that's who. But yeah, I got to see also Perry Saturn was there. Got to see Perry and talk to him a lot. Matter of fact, a lot of these names, I don't want to give away who, when, where. A lot of these people that I'm mentioning could very well be right here on the Meltdown. So we got to see Perry Saturn. I got to see Wayne Bloom, part of the Beverly Brothers and the latest in Title Run Toys Series 2, and his son, Von Wagner. Now, you want to talk about a guy with so much talent potential. I've watched him work. He looked great. He's at least 6'5", 270, and great condition. And of course, he's got a great mentor, great coach. And his father, Wayne Bloom. So he can really help him navigate the pro wrestling world. And I really do see good things for him. He is almost a complete package. So, and one quick shout out while I'm thinking about it, my sponsor, shout out to Dave Matz. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. We had a great time talking Meltdown, talking everything pro wrestling. We had a good time. I even got to watch a few minutes of the show. So, have no fear. It is true, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of high-flying action. I don't want to get on a soapbox here and talk about the no selling. I'm gonna stay away from that.
Stay away.
But people, I will stay away from it. But listen, the people had a great time, and it's for a great cause. As we talked off air about this is the Native Americans, is a women's abuse shelter, and it was something that really good for the Tomcat. Anything the bomber and the Tomcat could be involved in, if it's a positive thing, we want to do it. And again, I cut a few promos there for the local TV station that will be airing in regards to the Native American women's abuse shelter there. So good things, man. Good positive stuff. And again, got to see some great people. And I'm looking forward to, oh, how could I dare forget while I'm on my rant here? I'm on a rant, Tomcat. ODB, that's right. She was there. What a sweetheart Jessie is. I got to talk with her. I see her at Mania, those bigger shows, and I just didn't have a chance to see her and talk to her. But this time I got to spend some time with her. By the way, man, I've had too much coffee today, Tomcat. I'm on
I
a
know,
roll.
you're rolling, brother.
I'm going
Keep
to keep
going,
going.
man.
Listen, hey. She has a food truck business.
Oh, that's interesting.
And it was, listen, the food, fantastic. It was so good in this arena, which was packed, by the way. They sold out of food for her food truck. Sold out.
That's amazing. What type of food?
Oh, everything, you name it. Jalapeno burgers, Mexican food, the works. And as a matter of fact, my sponsor, Dave, who I'll get another plug here, Dave was. As we were leaving, I had Perry Saturn, the Great Muta, Sonny Ono. We're all ready to go. And Dave's over there macking down on a.
Want to find a way to give back this holiday season, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. It's easy. Instead of wasting time and money on gifts that nobody wants or needs, help your friends and family give back and give to something good, something meaningful. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for a friend or family member, a cause, or an organization. Help out the local animal shelter. Get that little lending library up and running. Just make your world a better place. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Tis the season for giving back, and giving feels good. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Double jalapeno cheeseburger, and I'm like, wait a minute, something's wrong here. Why am I not eating, and my crew were not eating, and you're, but I thought I might let it slide. It's okay. He probably got the last burger there. That's how over her cooking is. And so congrats to her, and I'd like to talk to her again very soon.
Yeah, let's get the ODB on the show. I mean, we are always sending out feelers to different wonderful talent from the back in the day as we stretch a little bit closer to present, and to have a TNA original join us and our first female guest would be wonderful if it's spelled out ODB. So yeah, let's reach out to Jesse and see what can happen. But that sounds like an epic trip, man. Yeah, great mood to rocking it. Spitting the green mist all over Charlie Brown, being with the legend that is Perry Saturn, one of the original eliminators, as well as Wayne Bloom and Tajiri. And just a little segue involving Tajiri is, as we round out our show today, I'm going to ask Brian about some of his favorite wrestling stories. And it doesn't have to be a wrestling story that he was involved in. It could just be some of his favorite wrestling stories that he's ever heard the boys tell. And I'm going to drop an absolute belter, courtesy of William Regal, about Tajiri. So I'm going to play that for you a little bit later on. So stick around to the end of the show, just after Winner Stays On, and we'll play that little clip. Well, speaking of clips, the clips have been bombarding the internet all weekend as the WWE presented their newest edition of Saturday night's main event. I felt that it had a little less retro feel than standard, but still, it completed its job beautifully, put on four amazing matches, and we walked away with a brand new WWE Women's Champion and a brand new World Heavyweight Champion in CM Punk. It is a show that I'm sure will go down in infamy because we didn't have any run-ins on that particular show. There were no DQs. It was clean finishes all the way. And it was exactly how everything should have flowed. Let's have a little chat about that. What's your thoughts on CM Punk as world champ?
I guess considering the way it's laid out, and I'm looking at the other option, I think it was time for him to have another run. A lot of people were calling for it. I don't think the Jey Uso experiment right now is working. He's over hugely, no doubt about that. I just think it was a timing issue. I think it was a little too fast. I still stick with my guns as far as I think Drew McIntyre should really get more than he's getting. There's been a few other guys, but he's one that I think is so overdue to get into that top spot. But to circle back, I think it's okay that Punk got it, and he doesn't have to have a long run. Of course, he wants a longer run than he had before, but I could see him going with this at least until possibly Mania,
I
very
agree.
possible.
I agree with that. And because there's lots of different avenues that you can go down when it comes to Punk at Mania. You could look towards Bron Breakker winning the Royal Rumble and focusing all his sights on the voice of the voiceless. I feel like I'm the voice of the voiceless right now. Or the voiceless of the voiceless. That's one avenue you can go down. And as we saw on Monday Night Raw, we had a little tease that Logan Paul was going to be turning babyface. And then right at the end of the night, those brass knucks came out. Wallop, bang. Does this mean that we are getting Logan Paul as part of the vision? There's lots going on there.
It seems like it. And you know what? I really think he would benefit if that was the case. It's a building of another little stable. And some of the other groups that they have together are just not strong enough. But anything with Paul Heyman, Bronson Reed, Bron Breakker, and for him to slide into that mix now that Seth is on the shelf for at least a year. And that's some people say, oh, 6 months, 8 months. It's longer than that.
I think so too.
And why risk re-injuring? It's just not worth it. I'd say be 100%, be ready to come back. And he will. He's done it before. So, but
And he's
yeah,
excellent.
I think that's a strong faction with that group, with the Paul Heyman group.
One thing I really do like about factions is that you've got so many opponents for a babyface. Heel factions, in my own opinion, are the best things for professional wrestling because you can build characters working towards a split, towards a turn, and break them away in the end. But it gives your baby face a foil building and building and building towards their leader. I think the NWO did it when it had Scott Hall, Kevin Nash leading to Hollywood Hogan. The Evolution had it as they opened up with Ric Flair to Randy Orton, Batista to Triple H. There is so much meat on the bone when it comes to having a strong, solid faction. I would add one more ingredient into that mix as well. I feel that a four-person faction run by Paul Heyman would be incredible. So let's see if they do go down that line and who they would add to it. One of my favorites at the moment, someone who is absolutely sensational every time that he's on our screen. I don't think he needs to be in this faction, but I just wanted to talk about him because I'm such a massive fan. Dirty Dominic Mysterio. He is absolutely next level, over like Rover, as we say. Did you manage to catch the spot at Saturday night's main event when he pulled the old Eddie Guerrero trick of
No.
throwing the chair over to Rusev and acting like Rusev had attacked him, only for the referee to turn around and say, "It doesn't matter, it's a triple threat match, it's no DQ." And then Rusev belted him with a chair, popped. Yes, like my 8-year-old self and the Ultimate Warrior returning at that. I thought that was excellent. What's your thoughts on Dom?
Oh, I like him so much better than the initial look that we had as the babyface Dom. That was going nowhere. But once he, of course, anyone who turned on their dad, and got—I remember when he did the turn. Of course, he was at the rail, guardrail, going at it with his mom, his sister, his family. It was a great turn, and it's been successful ever since. Well, just a while back, remember? I mean, he couldn't even grab the mic and start talking. It would just boo him out of the building. When you got that
That's
kind of
white
heat,
hot heat.
when you got that kind of heat, man, you don't have to say anything. I mean, there's heat where all this, I'm sick of this person, or there's heat where, like, this guy's got it, but I still want to strangle him. I think it's a great character. I love what he's doing. And I don't really think it's that far of a stretch from who he really is. And I mean that in a positive way, because you can give more of yourself on camera and be yourself and not be such a character. It's easy for the people to relate.
He's absolutely exceptional. He's got the look, he's got the talent, he has got the personality, he has got the camera presence. He knows where everything is at all times. He is a true new icon, and he's a man of the people. He has just evolved beautifully, organically, and I think that is something, as we were touching upon about Jey Uso before, is that I feel that Jey has all the tools. He's got all the talent. It's just that timing issue where I think that they have literally pushed him too hard down the fans' throat, that fans are now regurgitating it a little bit. Go a little bit easier. Go a little bit easier. Did you manage to catch the. So Dominic was in the ring with Rey Mysterio, his dad, on Raw. And the line that I loved, Rey was talking about the legacy of the king of the luchadors, and he was dropping names like El Santo and Blue Demon and Eddie Guerrero, and Dominic went, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, keep my daddy's name out of your mouth." What
Perfect.
great line.
Excellent. Oh,
He
yeah.
is
And
excellent.
probably, I have to say, the best mullet in the game today.
Best
Right?
mullet in the game today. Let's
In
rubber stamp
going,
that.
yeah. Hands down, the best mullet going in the game today, without a doubt.
We'll have to send him a plaque courtesy of Brian and Tom at the Meltdown. Best mullet in the game right now. Well,
Yes.
speaking of in the game right now, we might see that mullet make an appearance as one of the 16 person that are going to find their spot in that elimination tournament to determine John Cena's final opponent at Saturday night's main event on December the 13th. So names already announced are people like Sheamus, Rusev, Shinsuke Nakamura, Damian Priest, and video packages included people like Dirty Dominic Mysterio. We have been told that there are going to be superstars from Raw, SmackDown, NXT, as well as superstars that don't actually work for the WWE and could be a part of John Cena's past journey. If you were booking this, brother, where would you go with it? Are there any particular names that you would like to see as we go into the semi-finals and the finals? Is there anyone from John's past that might break the walls down, as it were?
Ooh, that's a good one. I don't know if they'll go that far this quick with breaking the walls down. Not that it's not a bad idea. But someone who is currently on the roster but not always around, I think Lesnar would be someone that he's had a pass with. And for even for him to beat Lesnar clean, there's nothing. I think it would be a part of a great send-off. Again, there's AJ Styles who he could really work something with. Wow, that's such a big. I mean, there's 16 people. There're gonna be 16 great opponents, no matter who is left standing to face him at the end. I'm actually interested in seeing that. There are some shows where I'm just sort of burnt out and just like, okay, I'm tired of the run-ins. A 2-hour show. It opens up the same. The finish is the same. The ending, you know what I mean. So this actually has me interested more so.
Yeah, and it's John Cena. John Cena, yeah. Absolute icon, historical figure, spreads across multiple multimedia spectrums, and someone that I'm going to have the pleasure of being in the presence of next weekend as we present Comic-Con Liverpool. I'm going to be hosting the M&S Arena. Please feel free, come over, have a little chat. We are going to be hosting for the very first time ever, Never Gonna Quiz You Up, in a stadium that holds about 13,000 people. It is going to be fun. It's going to be different. And we are going to represent the Meltdown like no other. Oh, yes, we are going to be dropping bombs all the way across. It's going to be amazing. I cannot wait. If you've yet to get your tickets in, there's literally a handful left. I think all the meet and greets with Cena are already gone. They have been completely dominant. In fact, he signed up for a whole other day and they went like that as well. But we have got massive names ranging from Brie Larson, Captain America. Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future is going to be joining us, as well as a full smorgasbord of incredible talent. So make sure you make your way over to Liverpool if you are one of our beautiful, loyal listeners over here in the UK. And speaking of the UK, I sent Brian a beautiful little picture this past week, full of all sorts of different dots. All the different dots were all of our wonderful listeners and where you are listening from all over the world. Let's see if I can bring that up. Just to drop a couple of these countries on you. There was lots of talent dropping in from the US, from all over the US as well. Let me see if I can find it. There we go. Let me see if I can bring that up. You guys won't be able to see that, but I'll throw it up on the visuals. So we've got a lot of involvement from the US, a lot of listeners from Canada. We've got listeners from Portugal, listeners from Spain, listeners from Chile. We've got listeners from Finland, Sweden, New Zealand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different cities in Australia that are listening to the Meltdown. Japan's listening to the Meltdown. That's got to be our good friend, Harry Smith. Yes, David Boy Smith Jr. checks us out from Japan. We've got listeners in Dubai, from the United Emirates. We've got listeners in Germany, in Belgium, in Italy. Oh, my Lord. It's like an atlas. It's the Meltdown Atlas. We're going to have to start bringing things out like that. I think we need some merch. I think that must be our next plan. So this is the next course. Sponsorship, and we've got a few irons in the fire. Merchandise. Let's get that lined up so you guys can have something wrapped up and under your Christmas tree, and special dedicated shows lining up. Speaking of special dedicated shows, as Brian alluded to before, very positive show that we are here at the Meltdown. In the beautiful month of November, towards the tail end, I'm sure it's like the 24th, 26th it might be, it's going to be our tribute show to Brian Knobbs. It's going to be our first ever live show where you, as our Meltdown supporters, can join us live play an episode of Never Gonna Quiz You Up with all proceeds going towards the nasty boy who needs it right now. Well, let's take a little look and see what else is going on in the world of professional wrestling. And you can tell us what you're needing right now out of your content that you're seeing from WWE. I'll tell you what, something that I didn't know that I needed, but I'm getting and I'm really happy about, Ilya Dragunov.
Wow. Yeah. He came back in such tremendous shape.
Yeah.
He looks to be at least 10 pounds heavier. So when I did see him for the first time, I thought, well, maybe he'll slow down some. But wow, man, he has just been amazing. I love what they're doing with him. Every match is just, he's out there fighting like it's his last match. I mean, he's putting it all on the line every week, and I'm so impressed with him. I know it'll take a little time for to get the promo skills down and to be able to interact with the people a little more, which we talked about that a few weeks back. That's the one thing I'd tell him, it was be slow it down a little bit. I tell myself that when I start on a rant, because I do get on a rant from time to time. I can't help it.
We love those rants. We
love
them.
That's
what I'm here for.
We got to do it here, you know, every once in a while. But yeah, Dragunov is really, I'm telling you, I can't think right now. He's like the comeback wrestler of the year for me already. I mean, a big injury out for a year at least. And man, he's showing so much charisma. Each and every week, it's getting better. I love the U.S. Open Challenge with him. I liked it with Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn won me over with that because I was not a big Sami Zayn fan. But with the way Sami fought and presented it each and every week, and now Dragunov is doing it. And it looks like he's even taking it up a level, if that was possible, because Sami would always deliver. Yeah. And now Dragunov is doing it. So that's one thing that I'll stop what I'm doing and say, okay, I've got to see the U.S. title match every week. And that's a big thing. They did that back in the WCW days, and it was they did it with the television title for a while. They did it with the U.S. championship, but I think WWE is doing it very well with Dragunov. I'm really impressed by him.
I completely agree. And especially for a title like the United States title, it makes the title must watch as well. I think if they keep with that open challenge just for that particular championship, whoever is the champion is going to be thrown into the mix. That is their open challenge. And with professional wrestling fans, we love a surprise, and we're getting it each and every week with a different competitor that doesn't necessarily have to fit within a storyline context. It doesn't have to fit within a rivalry or a feud. We just know that we are going to get some supreme wrestling from some supreme athletes.
Yeah.
And Dragunov's doing a sensational job of that.
Mm-hmm. I would love to, like I said, and I think they can do it. You know, they're usually putting him in there with someone about his same size. I'd love to see him do the same thing with a super heavyweight really put him over the top to beat a really big guy. Now, I surely wouldn't put him with Bronson Reed because he's too close to Heyman, but there's got to be some guys in there that he could beat to elevate him even more. So that would be a good thing for them to think about. And maybe they all.
If you have yet to check out his series against Gunter in NXT UK, and this was when Gunter was big, before he slimmed down, looks incredible. He looked incredible before. He's very svelte now, looks amazing. This was when Gunter was at his biggest, and those chops were coming in solid. Go out of your way, type in your Google machine, Ilya Dragunov versus Walter. They were unparalleled Donnybrooks. Check him out this week. But someone like that shine would be perfect. And I don't think, even if they slotted Gunter into that spot, it would hurt Gunter by putting Dragunov over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough one because I don't know. I don't know if Gunter would be the guy. I might go a different direction.
Okay.
This is probably crazy too much. What about the 7 foot giant? Almost. Is that it?
Oh,
that
almost. A, yeah. That'd be interesting.
I know it's such a stretch, okay? But imagine if he answers the challenge and somehow fighting, because that's his characters. He's fighting from underneath the whole time. And you could build that and he could beat him. That would really pop. Someone like that, like beating a giant.
Yeah,
Just
let's go for
throwing
that.
out,
Let's let's.
I'm just putting it out there in the universe. I'm just saying, Dragunov slays the giant. Book
I
it ain't
like
easy,
it.
baby.
Yeah, booking ain't easy and shoes don't come cheap. I love it. Well, we've just manifested that into the universe. So if you see that occur in a couple of weeks' episodes of SmackDown, know that they've been listening. And I've got a little dot in Stamford, Connecticut on my list. Love that. Well, speaking of iconic names, and we talked, you just mentioned it right there as we took you back to the WCW days and the television title and the United States title. Today, I'm going to lay my hands out for you, big man,
Oh,
and
here we
we are going
go.
to hit something we've not even talked about. This episode is literally uncut, unprepared, unplanned, and uncensored. And you don't even know the topic that I'm going to hit you with today. The topic, we're going to take it back. You were a big part of it. It's
Oh.
the Monday Night Wars. So I'm going to give you some of the headline talent of the Monday Night Wars. I've stretched it out as much as I possibly could. And what I have done as well, just to make it a little bit more interesting and stir that pot, is I've written my list and I'd included Chronic at the end.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to take him out. I'm taking him out. So
All right.
I want to find out, because I'd put you over. I would, but I
Of
want to
course.
find out who gets to the end legitimately. So let's go. The hands are ready. It's Winner Stays On, Monday Night Wars. Brian Clark, let's go. The Nature Boy, Ric Flair, or the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Nature Boy.
Woo!
Absolute
Nature
legend.
Boy. Or Bret the Hitman Hart.
Oh, gotta stay with Nature.
Nature Boy or Mr. McMahon.
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm staying with the Nate.
Keeping with an H, we are
Yep.
styling and profiling. Nature Boy or Eazy-E, Eric Bischoff.
Oh, that's another tough one. I'll go easy.
We're going Eazy-E.
He put it all
Those
together.
dimples are out. Eric Bischoff or Goldberg.
Oh, wow. Gotta go with Goldberg.
You can't not, right?
Yeah,
Eat
I mean, come
that
on.
spear. What are you going to say? Well, let's find out in the next match. Goldberg or Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, wow. Wow. I gotta go Stone Cold.
Yep.
Gotta go Steve Austin.
We will raise those fingers to the sky. Stone Cold or Hollywood Hogan.
Oh, wow.
Brother, I'm not making it easy today.
I know you are really putting the boots to me on this one. Wow.
Yes, man. I've got a lot more names as well, so I want to find out who goes to the
I'm
end.
gonna have to stay with Stone Cold.
Keep it with Stone Cold. Stone Cold or Mick Foley.
Stone Cold.
Stone Cold or Booker T.
Stone Cold.
Stone Cold or Psycho Sid?
Stone Cold.
Stone Cold or, oh yeah, the Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Oh, I love Randy. Stone Cold.
Stone Cold or Triple H?
Stone Cold.
Austin or Kevin Nash?
Stone Cold.
Stone Cold or The Undertaker?
Another tough one,
Ooh.
but I'm going with a Steve Weiser, ladies and gentlemen. Stone Cold.
Oh, hell yeah. Stone Cold or Scott Hall?
Stone Cold.
Stone Cold or DDP?
Stone Cold.
And the last one, it's a WrestleMania main event. Stone Cold Steve Austin or the most electrifying man in entertainment, The
Oh,
Rock.
wow. Wow. I was just a bigger fan. I love them both. I was a bigger fan of Austin, Steve Austin.
Oh, hell yeah! Steve Weiser,
Wow.
everybody. Well
Oh,
done,
man.
mate. Smash that.
Hey, wow. I had
That was
no
great.
prep for this. I had no idea where this was going. I had no idea where we were going with this, but wow. Great job, Tomcat. Even under the weather, ladies and gentlemen, he delivers. Unbelievable.
I'm
The
delivering
man
something.
is not feeling that great in Manchester, but look at that list. And Stone Cold Steve Austin is your winner, ladies and gentlemen. Just going with my gut feeling there.
It don't come better than hitting a Stone Cold Stunner. And really interesting as well that a WWE main eventer went over the WCW Nitro main event.
It
Okay,
just
that's really
seemed, I,
interesting. I like that.
well, you know, even though we were different, you know, one show's watching the other show and the other show's watching back and forth. But, you know, when that glass breaks, man, it's just automatic. What a pop every single night, and was so over. Even of course post wrestling, everything he's doing, yeah.
I've heard
Just
so many
I just
stories.
loved it. I loved his work, and he worked so hard in WCW. If you work, you look at back at the Stunning Steve days with the Dangerous Alliance with Paul Lee, and you look at his body of work and all the things he went through to get to that top spot. And even though it was actually a short time because of the injury and a few other things that happened, man, he was really shining bright for that short period of time where it was just electric, to say the least.
Everything that he did, and every piece of merchandise, every appearance, everything that he did on a television screen in the late 90s was just fire. It just meant so much, and I've heard so many wonderful stories from a smorgasbord of different athletes that have credited Steve with the success that they have right now. I know JBL speaks so fondly on his podcast as he looks around the room and just gives it all to Stone Cold Steve Austin. None of this would have been possible without Steve. So that how good's that?
Well, I mean, when you can fill your boss's car up with concrete and get away with it, you know. Or drive a beer truck to the ring and get away with it. I mean, have the best angle you could possibly think, the employee versus the boss going at it. I mean, that was gold.
That was absolute
Yeah.
gold. And a story that I don't think I've actually ever told anybody before, but it's quite poignant right here and as to how over Steve was and what you could get away with your boss. I remember one of my first jobs in radio, in commercial radio over here in Manchester. I was a lowly intern to begin my wonderful career building up. I was 17, 2001. Austin was the biggest thing going. And I was walking past. Just down a corridor in the studio, and there were two plant pots, and one had white stones and one had black stones. And there were some black stones mixed in with the white stones, and it really pissed me off. Honestly, the OCD inside me was like, you're gonna have to take those stones right now, right, literally stop what you're doing right now and move them back. And that's exactly what I did. However, I was on a mission for the production manager at that particular time, who caught me doing this, and I gave him the finger and walked away. I got pulled in for a little meeting that afternoon.
Oh,
I don't think I've ever told anybody that story before.
no, that is classic, man. And you got away, yeah, you got away with it.
Yeah. Oh,
Blame it
what were all
on
about
Austin.
stories?
Blame it on Steve.
Yeah. I will. Well, seeing as he just won, winner stays on. We can't blame it on Steve. Well, speaking of
Wow.
stories in professional wrestling, we did allude at the beginning of the show for those of you that stuck around all the way to the end, and that's what we like. If you guys can check us out from beginning to end, it gives us just that little boost on YouTube, and you guys can tell us all about exactly what's been going on in your lives. Drop us little comments in, and as we're reviewing on the premiere, we'll drop in and say hello to all of you. But professional wrestling stories, Brian. I'm going to play you a little clip and you can have a little think about one of your favorite professional wrestling stories. One of my favorites involves a gentleman that you were with this past weekend in Minneapolis. He's the Japanese buzzsaw, Tajiri, and a story as told by William Regal. I don't know whether you've ever heard this before, but as a Brit, this really puts a smile on my face. Have a listen.
I was sort of thrown together with Tajiri. It just happened. We won the World Tag Team Championships in Japan. We had a wonderful chemistry together and magical moments, but I hate him with an absolute passion. Do you know, I've drove with him for tens of thousands of miles, and he used to bring out the worst in me. And he would insist on driving, and he can't drive, he's awful. But he would insist on driving with no music. He's scared of music. He used to say he was scared of certain things or didn't like certain things. I think he just did it to wind me up. So we used to sit in total silence, honestly, for 300-mile drives. And I would just get this far from his face and just go... And I used to question my own sanity. And occasionally, he'd look across from the steering wheel and he would go, I hate you.
Wow.
Oh, that's one of my all-time faves, honestly. Hearing him tell that live and in person as well at one of his shows pops the boys and pop the room. What a story from a true villain, William Regal. What do you reckon?
I don't think I've ever heard that whole story for some reason. I don't know why. There's been a million clips of different things. Yeah, that one didn't ring a bell, but it was very entertaining. I could see that happening. But for 300 miles... Oh, that would be rough.
Yeah. Silence for 300 miles and then ni-ni-ni-ni-ni-ni. Yeah,
I love that. Yeah.
So give us one of your best wrestling stories.
Oh, man, there's so many. I don't know if I can pick one. But just thinking about the 300-mile trip there, like traveling with Brian, it was easy, man. We always listened to almost the same music, and we would never be an argument about, I don't want to hear that, I don't want to hear that. It was just always laid back and relaxed and chilled to the next town because we knew what we had to do. We had our training schedule. We had to get checked into the hotel. We had to catch a flight, all those things. Yeah, man, it was always fun. But he, like I said, he always made me laugh about so many different things, which was good because, you know, hey, full disclosure, I've told you, I was the grumpy one, no doubt. So he would always smooth things over for me. So yeah, that, you know, just so many good times is all I remember is all the good fun stuff. Even when I was grumpy, he would make me laugh. So you need those kind of people around you, especially on a 300-mile road trip.
Yeah. And even right now, he's still got our back because he's sitting right there like the angel on the shoulder of the bomber, checking him out right behind Brian. There he is right now. The legend that is Mr. Brian Adams. And once again, go out of your way, check out WWE's Vault on YouTube as they're showcasing some epic chronic encounters right now and some big things on the WCW channel. They're doing a full run of WCW Thunder. They're currently about three quarters of the way through the year 2000. So there's lots of good chronic content on there as well. Go out of your way, check it out. Well, speaking of checking it out, we want you guys to check us out on our social media platforms. If you've yet to do so, do it now. Pick up your phone, load up Instagram, check out at The Meltdown Official. You can also hit him up over there at Brian Clark 3X Champ. You can hit me up at Tom Finn Kill. And of course, I need you, if you're watching us for the very first time, to subscribe to The Meltdown here at Real Brian Clark on YouTube. All you need to do, click that subscribe button, ring that notification bell. It tells you exactly when we've got new content coming out. And as part of our brand new initiative going forward into our second 6-month block, we're going to be coming out with shorter clip shows. We're going to pick some of the best stories from all our wonderful guests throughout the first 6 months. And we're going to be dropping multiple different little clip shows in per week. So if you want to tickle your funny bone or you want a nice poignant positive story, now you can find it at the click of a button at Real Brian Clark. Well, I've managed to get to the end, brother. I didn't know we could do it.
You did it. I had full confidence in you. And what a trooper, ladies and gentlemen. Put the Tomcat over. I'm going to tell you, he was the talk of St. Paul, Minneapolis, Minnesota this past weekend. You know, everyone was talking about the Meltdown, of course, but they were definitely putting my co-host over, and I could not agree more. He is fantastic, and being able to step up today, being under the weather, all the way from Manchester, ladies and gentlemen, the Tomcat has done it. We have pulled off another, I would say, miracle, but come on. When you're under the weather, you know, it's tough, man, but he did it, and we appreciate it. We love all you guys are joining, subscribing to The Meltdown. We're growing each and every week. And by the way, Hall of Famers are coming our way. That's right. I maybe let Tomcat announce that, or we'll just say that. But we do have some legendary people coming up in the next few months. So you will not be disappointed, ladies and gentlemen. So make sure you subscribe. We are right here and not going anywhere.
We're not going anywhere. And what I
We're not.
liked about that particular little segue is you mentioned Hall of Famers. The next guest that we've got coming up isn't a WWE Hall of Famer. He's a UFC Hall of Famer. So get out those gloves, get out those kick mitts, and get ready to get down and dirty. As we are grounding and pounding, it is going to be spectacular. Well, I'm going to grab my tissues. I'm going to head off to bed. I'm going to soak my towels in Vicks Vapor Rub and feel a little bit better for tomorrow. For those of you that are joining us in today, happy bonfire night to all my wonderful UK brethren. We don't have bonfire night over there, I guess.
Doesn't ring a bell.
So Bonfire Night is a very unique concept. It is all about the conspiracy plot to blow up Parliament back in, I think it was like 1605. Some of our fans will tell us if I'm wrong with this. But yeah, in fact, I am right. November the 5th, 1605. It is a failed gunpowder plot to blow up Parliament led by Guy Fawkes. And seeing as they foiled him in his plot. Now, and since then, Brits have made effigies of Guy Fawkes, tied him to stakes, and set fire to the bloody things and set fireworks off. That is what they do every November the 5th. So tomorrow is bonfire night. Be safe in whatever you're doing. Go to organized bonfires. Don't be starting them in your own gardens. And stand a nice area back. And make sure you lock up all your animals. That is a public service announcement from the Tomcat. Keep cats nice and safe as well. Like it. We have got the holidays coming up. It's going to be special. It's going to be fun. It's going to be unique and different here on the Meltdown. But as always, from my side, I'm going to bat it over to Brian to close out our show. So from me to you, one love to you all. We'll see you next week. A boom.
Thank you, Tomcat, man. So much stuff we have unpacked here this week on the Meltdown. Next week, the Tomcat will be with John Cena at a big time show there in Manchester. You guys, if you haven't got a ticket, you better get it now because they are going fast. I will be in Dortmund, Germany, December 5, 6, 7, it looks like. Also, I have Tucson Comic Con coming up November 16th. So again, the bomber repping the US for right now, Europe later. The Tomcat is crushing it over in the UK. We thank you all for listening. Thank you all for subscribing. Again, a big UF. Oh, I better not even say that. How about just MMA Hall of Fame? I'm going to leave it there. You guys are going to be guessing. So, matter of fact, when this airs, put your guesses in there. I'd love to see what they say. This will not disappoint, guaranteed. So, again, you guys have a great night. Much love from the Tomcat and the Bomber. You guys have a wonderful week. We will see you again next Monday, Meltdown, breaking necks and cashing checks.
Oh.